At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Verde. Let's do it. Welcome back, y'all, to That Twin Mama Podcast. Your girl, Lauren, here. And today we're diving into a topic that every mom can relate to. The loneliness and isolation that often comes with motherhood, and why building a village is so important and really hard to find, if you want my honest opinion. Recently, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, issued an advisory calling parental stress a public health crisis, linking it directly to loneliness. He stated, "The stress and mental health challenges faced by parents constitute a serious public health concern, and nearly half of parents report feeling overwhelmed or lonely on a daily basis." This loneliness doesn't just affect us as moms, y'all. It also trickles down to our families, our children, and this is why it's such a crucial issue that I feel so passionate about. So to help me unpack this today and come up with actionable solutions, I got my girl, Tina Cartwright. If y'all don't know, you better find out, okay? Tina is the founder of Rebranding Motherhood, a global powerhouse uniting moms worldwide and transforming the conversation around motherhood. In just 6 months, she grew her platform from 200 to 70,000 followers. And before launching Rebranding Motherhood, Tina spent over 16 years at Procter & Gamble, shaping iconic brands like Pampers and Olay, just to name a few. Now she's channeling her expertise into a mission-driven community that focuses on maternal mental health, support, healthcare resources, and unfiltered education about motherhood. Y'all, I can't wait to dive into this conversation with Tina. If you are someone that has experienced loneliness as a mother, or once you had your baby, you look to your left and your right and you realize the people that you thought were going to show up weren't there, and you struggle to find who is your community now, where is that village, y'all, that is supposed to be showing up that it takes to raise the daggone child? This episode is for you. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you leave with something that you can use to start to build your village. And let's get into it. Welcome, y'all. Your girl Lauren here. I got my girl in the building. Okay. Literally one of my, you know, there's certain people you meet in life and it's just like you instantly click and you feel
we're soul sisters. We were like best friends in a separate, like, part of the zeitgeist. And
exactly.
We've been reconnected.
Exactly. Y'all, this is Tina Cartwright, the founder, CEO of Rebranding Motherhood. Tina and I have been connected in the social media space for like a few years now, but actually met in person at the Doula Expo of last year. And we were like, we've been friends before. We've been sisters before.
That part.
Anyways, girl, thank you for finally being on the cast.
Thank you for having me. You know, I'm a super fan of yours and the work that you've been doing. And continue to do, and just like all the space and support you're holding for moms, especially twin moms, because that's a very unique, challenging journey. So I'm just honored to be here with you, boo.
Girl, I'm glad. And I feel like we're going to keep rocking. I can already feel it. We got it. Okay. So this is a very important topic for both of us. It's very close to my heart. It's just the importance of having a village in motherhood. And I can't think of anyone better to dive into this than you. But before we do, for people who don't know Tina, and haven't been following Rebranding Motherhood, First of all, you need to do that. But let our listeners know, what is Rebranding Motherhood? Who is Tina Cartwright? Tell us all the things for listeners that might just be finding you for the first time right now.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm Tina Cartwright. I'm a proud Black mom of two. I have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. Oh my goodness. That sounds crazy. I was just talking. Yes. My oldest is 6. Isn't that crazy?
It is
6. That's crazy. Sorry, y'all. That's like real-time mom moment. I forgot where I've been for 6 years.
Like, Six is a real child. Like, it's not like a toddler.
No, she is like she has her personality. Yep. Like, she has her own opinion. She's like, teaching me stuff, checking me. Tell me, who gonna check me, Boozle? I'm gonna check you. I'm like, oh, snap. Is this what I got? So, like, that's me in the mom life, y'all. And then my background is I'm a classically trained brand marketer, building billion-dollar brands for 16-plus years, trained from Procter & Gamble, building brands like Pampers, Old Spice, Gillette, Olay, just to name a few. And really, for me, my journey transitioned and pivoted as I was coming out of corporate America. Like, as I was in corporate America as a woman of color, it was challenging. Okay. There was all kinds of stuff that was happening that was difficult. But then when I became a mother, I was like, oh, full stop. Something's got to get realigned. And so as I was really struggling through postpartum depression, I had postpartum depression with both of my kids. After the first one, I said, it shouldn't be this much of a disconnect. Like, I actually felt like I was engaged in the category. I had really good healthcare, which a lot of people, first of all, most moms of color don't have. Actually, most moms in this country don't have access to. I had a really great, high-paying corporate America job. I'm saying I had, because I don't have any anymore. So, okay, like, I had it, and it's gone. And I felt like I was really privileged. I was in Boston. And so for those of you who have not been to Boston, I would say it's like the medical mecca of the globe. They have some of the top doctors, top medical facilities, top surgeons. And so I felt like I had access to so much. I came out of this thing not realizing my first matching outfit with my kid was us leaving in diapers. Like, when we think of what the world and society, probably I'd say maybe less globally if we went to some of these other countries that have really great paid leave and maternal care. But in the U.S., they tell you, you have a baby registry. Good luck. Yeah. You can do it. And it's like, I was just talking to someone this morning. You don't even need a baby registry. They need three things. You need like some clothes to put the baby in, diapers, maybe whatever you're going to feed the baby with if you're not going to do nursing, if you're going to do formula, whatever. And then a car seat.
Yeah.
Like the basics. But that is it. And then you really need to be focusing on your postpartum care and support and how you're going to build your body back and your relationships back and your emotions back. And so the heartbeat of rebranding motherhood is eradicating the sanitized imagery, because I really believe that's the first step for moms to get out of this isolation, for them to actually realize, oh, wait, that's me. And oh, wait, I don't have to sit here and suffer. I can actually go get some help and support. And I just needed to realize that that was me that was dealing with it. Yeah. So that's what I'm up to over at rebranding. We're just trying to give real imagery, help people feel seen.
I love it. I love it so much. And it's so important. Everything you're saying in your story, I resonate with all of it. All of it from the time of like what we used to have in corporate and that support. And then now being entrepreneurs, what that looks like. And how even with all the access, how little was actually done to support mothers. Even having the best doctors, right? They would gaslight me saying, this is what you have to have for your birth experience. Or let's just get the baby out. Let's get the baby out. Okay, the baby's out. Deuces, see you in 6 weeks. Like, literally, you think the actual act, and you mentioned isolation, the actual act of creating more life and more human beings would make you feel less lonely. But in fact, ironically, I've never felt more lonely or isolated till after becoming a mom.
And your
really helps us exactly in my entire life.
Yeah.
So like let's unpack that. Cause I mean, I do kind of think of like motherhood being one of the loneliest jobs in the world, right? The US Surgeon General just put out in a statement last year that parental stress is a public health issue.
Yes.
And he tied that a lot to comparison, but also a lot to loneliness. He said the parents were saying that they were 60% more lonely than people who weren't parents, which is wild because there's more people around them, right?
But I will say the key thing that no one tells you is like all your relationships are blown up.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
You realize like half the people that have been in your siphon, like all the people that you cleared out when you got married or came together with your partner, that's like your first trimming of people. Yeah. Like, oh, I got good people in here. They're good. And then you realize, holy moly, macaroni. Happies are super toxic.
Yep.
Unsafe,
yep.
Maybe unwell, and they need to get away from me because I cannot have them around me and my baby.
Exactly. You want to cut the crap right out of your life, but also the crap that you didn't think was crap. You look to your left, look to your right, and the people you thought were going to be there, ain't even there. That like the part. Ones you thought that were going to be holding you down.
Ride or dies.
Don't even know how to show up. Exactly. So what do you think? So why do you think, let's just start there. Why do you think that moms feel so isolated today, even though like in a way we're also more connected via social media, which is a whole nother topic. But why do you think today and age we feel so isolated as mothers, as parents?
I think we feel so isolated because society is serving up an ongoing, repetitive, universal message that motherhood is easy, simple, folds right into your existing life and process. And all you need to do is once you have that baby is just pop it out, maybe deliver it safely, and then life will continue as normal.
Girl.
And the minute you realize that was the biggest lie you've ever been sold. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, oh, wait, not only was that not true, but I don't even, my body's not the same. All these different changes have happened. You just feel even more isolated and you feel like it's your fault.
Yes.
Because we live closeted lives as mothers. I feel like we live such a closeted experience. And so I think it's all those different variables that really create this breakdown and deep, deep, deep isolation that's very hard to break because all the things you're seeing around you and all the messaging that you're receiving is the opposite of what it looks like to live your life as a mom every day.
Exactly. I love how you said that too. And it's just also just the pressure of like having to do it all. And the imagery that we're seeing, like to your point, of everybody just seemingly like they're doing it all, like, and it's and perfect. And like, you know, you're supposed to, if you're a working mom or working a traditional job, you're supposed to work like you don't have a child, but then still be at home. Like you are the best stay at home mom, Betty Crocker, that there ever was. Mm-hmm. It's just all these different pressures, I think, of doing it all contribute to the loneliness. Cause you're like, there must be something wrong with me.
Yeah,
I guess. Cause everybody else seems to have it complete together. So what is wrong with me? Okay, let me go cry in my corner kind of thing.
Exactly. And I think that's why it's so critical for more moms to share. I've been crying in my corner by myself every day. I'm crying right now. I've this up. I yelled at my kid and I knew I shouldn't have. And then I yelled at them again and I knew I should have done it then.
Yeah.
I let them watch screen time. I guess that's bad. Like all of these things that are super normal and super common for us to share more of that versus this like trad wife theme where it's like, it's all perfect. We're doing perfect. Like that imagery is killing. It is killing.
I think that's exactly why I think I gravitated towards your page, because I didn't realize like having a baby in the pandemic or babies, twins, right? I realized there's also another layer to the isolation, right? So that's when I made my page public to try and find different community and people that were going through things like I was going through. There was very few imagery of what I was looking for. So I just was like, let me just show my real self and what's happening. And when I would find pages like you, it totally made me realize the importance of being authentic and having these spaces of showing up online, because there's someone out there looking at the trad wife content, like thinking, what the hell am I doing wrong? Yes. And these representations of actual imagery as much as you can, right? Via social media.
Exactly.
Right.
And protecting your own self, right?
Like, exactly.
I'm not suggesting that you do not have boundaries, because boundaries are critical, especially when you become a mom.
Yes.
But I do think it is our role.
Right.
Whether you're an advocate, you're an expert, you're a leader, or you're just an everyday mother or birthing person, it is our role to share the reality of what we're experiencing. Yes. Because I think it's the only way we're going to create meaningful change for our children for the next generation.
100%. And so when I think about like you have built this wonderful community, right, online. And how did you figure out how to build? Do you have a village that you built in person or community that you built in person? Because I do have one, like my own little.
I'm actually really excited. I'm going to be going to Woodstock, Vermont.
Oh, okay.
I've never even been to Woodstock, but I've heard from the people. It's a spot. It's like a jump off. You know, like
all I know about Vermont is like maples. Is that where the syrup comes from?
I think it's syrup from there. But Maine syrup, government. You know, whatever. And so I have a circle, and we meet and connect with this changing of the seasons. And so I'm going to be doing like a deep intensive. It's going to be 2 days, and I have my own community, and it's moms of all different ages. I think like maybe they're in their 50s and 60s, all the way down to like 20 and 4 of us. And then we have our like circle leader, And so I definitely have my own personal intimate community that mm-hmm. really supports me. And then I have my like expanded community, which you are very much a part of, where I can just like hit you up. Oh my gosh, have you gone through this?
Yes.
Girl, I'm trying to figure this thing out. Help me. Oh my gosh, I had a bad day. I haven't showered for 10 days. Yes. And you're not going to be like, you dirty.
Right.
What are you going to say?
Don't call me. Like, oh, you ain't catch me back. What the hell? I guess we're not friends. Like that non-judgment free, needy of mothers. I get it.
It's critical.
It's so critical. And why do you think it was difficult for me to find that? I'm not going to lie. I thought my besties I'd had since whomever who weren't mothers would just fill that void. What do you think? Like, we know community is so important. It truly is. Like, no matter who you are, no matter what group you're part of, but especially for parenthood, especially for motherhood. But there are so many barriers, I think, for us to curate that, hence the feeling of isolation. What do you think holds moms back the most when it comes to finding their actual community, their village?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. I think the first thing that's holding you back is like, you're not even really aware that your relationships have changed.
Yes.
And so I think that's like one of the biggest issues. It's like no one's really acknowledging that. And then I think the other part that makes it really, really difficult is that it's just really hard to find moms. And I think it's also hard to find moms that you vibe with, you know, like in any scenario. It's like dating, you know, like trying to find that boo thing that like that really holds you down, that like, you know, rises above all the other jokers that have come into your fold. I think it's just difficult and it takes time. And no one tells you that. Like, my kids are 6 and 3 and we just connected. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still collecting villagers in my community. And then it evolves. Like, I've talked to moms that are older and it's like, I've met people when my kids are teenagers, you know, and they're my lifelongers. And so I think we're just not honest enough about this. I also think there's not as much inclusivity.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of like shame throwing in some of the groups and the communities that have been formed.
Yeah.
Like on the intranet and the interweb and in these circles. And there's a lot of there's just a lot of disconnect for making it really authentic and accessible to like all groups and mothers coming from all phases of life, if that makes sense.
That makes total sense. And I like what you said. I was like thinking about the different types of mom friends, quote unquote, I've had in life. And I feel like there's 3 or 4 types. Like there's the ones where your kids go to school together. So, you know, your friends because your kids are in the same school. So it's whatever, they're your neighborhood people, right? That live around each other. So your friends that way or. And then there's like the sports mom, your kids are on the same team or something, your friends do that. And then there's some that you just made that would be ride or die, regardless if you had kids, right? Like you'd be friends, like take the kids out. Our kids are no longer on the same sports team. They're not in the same school. They're not in the same neighborhoods. We're still going to keep on rocking, right? And I realized I've had very few ones of those where like once my kids grow up, we don't stay as connected. But then when you find that, yo, that's like a gem, right?
It's a gem.
And like you said, it takes a lot of time. There is a lack of time. We're all busy moms, but like finding the ones that aren't going to judge you. I think there's a fear of judgment. Like I'm not going to come over with apple baked pie and some like whatever to your house party. Probably not. I might forget all my hair be disheveled. My kid might not have a shoe. I don't want to be judged. So I need to find that, right? And, and just knowing that commitment or that time to understand that things, anything great will take time. Just be patient in a way and just keep on putting yourself out there because it is so worth it if you do find that community.
And you know what I'll tell you too? You just made me think of something is like, I feel like I didn't even have the education, the lexicon, the ability to articulate healthy relationships.
Right.
Like, what's the emotion spectrum? Like, what are different emotions? What does a healthy relationship look like? And so we're not even set up to decipher.
Yeah,
well, that's a healthy one.
Right.
That's not.
Yeah. Society has given us no tools to like facilitate and keep long lasting mom friends or even girlfriends for that matter. There's a ton of books on how to get your man, like how to stay whatever in a romantic relationship. But there's very few of like platonic just being friends as women. Yes. And then couple that with like when you have a kid, society does not teach you how to show up for someone to support them. Like they don't really teach you about grief. Like if you lose somebody, like nobody really knows how to show up unless they've had that. Right.
Huge.
If you have a baby, nobody really knows how to show up unless they've had that. So society is not doing us any favors. And that's part of the problem. We're on a we're on our own to kind of figure out how to facilitate that, do our own therapy or work on ourselves, which sucks. It doesn't feel great, but that's where we are right now in society.
And I think that's the hardest part.
Yes.
It's like, it's hard to create safe boundaries and relationships yes. if you don't even know what is a boundary.
Right.
You know, right. And as a mom, you have to know that because you're redefining all kinds of boundaries.
Everything. Okay. And so this like, and this makes me think, this is why I love the internet. I think a lot of us as mothers go to it to find the answers because our doctors may or may not be telling us anything. Our work people, our bosses definitely don't know what is going on. So we look to the internet or people that aren't in our like current village and proximity to find people to relate to. In that same vein, though, do you think that creates false connections and adds to this problem that moms feel with how they're doing in their motherhood journey or adding to the feel of isolation or stress? What do you think about that? How do you think the internet plays a role with this?
You know, the internet is an interesting place. I saw something the other day on the internet that was talking about brain health and dementia. It was this crazy article. I have to send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me.
And it was basically talking about all these different things. We're talking about this buzzword called brain rot. When have you heard?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like my son says it all the time. It's like yeah. the, like, it's what they call like whatever the skibbity toilet people of the world, the kids that say that, that's called brain rot.
Okay. Look, I'm like, what are you saying? Skibbity. I know about Riz.
That's part of a brain rot term.
Okay.
It's just basically, I think, what people call Gen Alpha these days. I don't freaking know. Go on.
Okay. Well, I'm a little cooler than I thought. you know? But this thing is talking about brain rot. And one of the things we're talking about with brain rot is that they literally have proven now that excessive time on social media and the internet contributes to brain rot. Mm. Not permanently, which is good news. But it definitely rots your brain out, gives you some gray matter, and then gives you more. And then if you're not doing the things that offset it, like getting out into nature, like
yes.
healthy dopamine hits. Okay, so let me bring it full circle. So it was talking about that. And so back to the internet. I think the internet is as helpful as your feed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you? Let's just talk about social for a second. Yeah. Who's coming up on your feed? The algorithm is fueling what you've said is interesting.
Yes.
My social media feed is super curated.
Yeah.
It is all like, you're always like, who are these maternal health people you're always talking about, Tina?
Yeah. How about girl? I remember.
That's all I'm doing. I'm like, literally,
I
have art. I have architecture because my husband's an architect. So I'm always like, ooh, I want to be cooler design language. I have a bunch of cool artists and I have a bunch of people in maternal health. And then I think I have a bunch of just like overall mental health and wellness individuals.
Right.
And so I think that is the other piece about social media is like no boundaries. So people have not put boundaries in place. And so they've let it get completely out of control. It's completely taking over. Most of the stuff on there is not there to support and help you.
Right.
Most of the stuff on there is not giving you realistic imagery.
Yes.
Or facts or information. Yes. There's a lot of like fake experts perpetrating. But on the other side, that's all we have. Like, what do we have as a resource? Now, moms have the chat. You got AI. You got AI in-house. You got AI automation. Yeah. We didn't have any of that when we had our
anything. Exactly.
Now, could you imagine what our life would have been like if you could just be like, yo, chat?
That's so true. I didn't even think about that because you could just ask ChatGPT. Like, it's so different now where you don't actually have to go. Like, to be fair, I do think that the internet, depending on how you're curating your feed, like, honestly, everyone listening, if you are following something, like, I know we see connection through social media. That's valid. I do get connections through my mommy people that I like check in with on social media. Yeah. But I understand that everything that I'm consuming on this app, that is real estate in my brain. And if I consume something that is not making me feel good, making me feel that I'm less than, it takes my joy. Comparison is a thief of joy. It's not bringing me joy, learning in a very positive way. Girl, unfollow.
Got to
keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. Don't feed that. That is real estate in your brain. And in the same sense that you're seeking that connection, it's going to make you feel more isolated if you're seeking the wrong connection. So that's all to say, maybe instead of going to social media like we had to before, I could just talk to my sis ChatGPT. I don't know what I'm going to call her.
Right.
I'll be talking to her about everything now.
Everything.
Like, give me this. What is this? Yo, I even need to go and find Becky with the good hair and what she's doing in the damn kitchen.
No.
I'm like, make me a recipe, ChatGPT.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I was like secretly a little part of your full like acceptance of ChatGPT.
Oh, you were. You were, girl. I talked to
you. You were like, I don't want that. I was like, girl, let me show you what she can do. And I think that's just it. People are still in that like old search mode. Let me not get too techie here, but like But to your point, I think, you know, it's a resource.
Yes,
that we're left to use. And frankly, it's like a symptom of there being such a breakdown in our medical system, the systematic oppression that's happening with races and ethnicities in this country, the systematic oppression that's happening in the healthcare system. Sadly, we're forced to go get educated on things that frankly should probably be a part of education. I'm not on here to get political, but I really do believe in education reform. We are like one of the only developed nations that like, why is school the same as it was when you and I went? Like you go see these kids in there and you're like, because they didn't really change. I mean, like, the technology.
Except for masks. Math is freaking weird now. And I'm like, what are y'all doing making, like, these pictures? Yeah. Just add it together.
Right.
I'm like, what is this? Not a lot. What is this? This is not math.
This is not.
I digress.
But you're right. Like, I just feel like it's just such a different world we're in. Yeah. And I feel like people are left to just go figure it out. And frankly, we should be educating ourselves on this in schools, like when we have our doctors and our pediatricians and our OBGYNs or midwives, nurses, whatever you go see to check your body, they should have been educating you on this along the way.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's a cycle? What's a menstrual? Body literacy, like all these different pieces. And we're not. And so then we're left on our own accord. And then we see what's left over. So, I mean, I'm not trying to judge anybody. Like, I really want to like clarify. And you and I are both, I know we're not. Like, look, it is what it is. You go find where you can go find your support. But I feel like it's a symptom of like our broken system.
100%. And I do think there's a space for everything, right? Like you should have a space where I hope you have a boundary. If you don't have a boundary in place with social media, please have one. But that is one way to connect, right? And then redoing your own research and educating is fundamental, right?
Critical.
And then that carries over into your real life community that you're trying to build, right?
Well said.
And that is so important. That is the village that you're actually creating in real life, IRL. Is the most important thing that you can have to feel less isolated. So let's think about that. So like let's get practical for any mom that's listening now and feeling overwhelmed and alone and doesn't know what to do. They're like, damn, like you guys are friends. I wish I had a friend. I don't have anybody that is like a mom I'd rock with, like without my kids. Like, what do you think are like maybe three actionable steps that they can take to try to build their village today?
Yes. Okay. So first things first, when you see a mom in the streets, that's cool. In the streets, in real life, where you're like, that's a cool ass fucking mom. I'm vibing with her. Go. My challenge is go up to her.
Yep.
Say, yo, you want to get a coffee?
Yep.
Yo, can we get in a mom chat together? Like you can go as big or as low as you want.
Yep.
Dinner, lunch, cocktails, like as much as you want to go. Or just like, yo, can I have your number or your email? We can chat or you can set a play date. So I would say that's the first thing.
Yes.
100%. It's like when you see somebody that's giving you the vibes, because your gut, you and I are both very woo-woo. We're both very spiritual. Yeah. I really believe in following your gut and your intuition. Go
100%.
100%. Go with that, you know? Yeah. Right? And the second thing is take people at their word. Okay, when people are acting a fool, you have a mom friend. I have one in my circle that I'm dealing with. Mentally, and I won't say anything more than that, but like where I have these feelings, I was talking to my therapist about it the other day, and I was like, I don't know, I feel like really insecure about my house. And she was like, why? And I was like, I don't ever want to have anybody over. And she's like, why? And I was like, well, I have this one friend that like when I don't shower, she makes me feel bad about it. She's like, you need to go shower. Or like her house is always perfect, and then when she comes into my house, I just feel like, and then I was saying this out loud, and then my therapist was also looking at me like, like, Tina, what the, like, I love my therapist. She's like, the fuck? And I was like, oh, that's probably not it for me. Like, I've had all of these instances where in my body, it's like, I don't feel like this person's really rocking with me. They're actually making me feel worse. And you know what it feels like in your body. You can feel it. It's visual. It's visceral. When you get into the space of another mom and they judge you, you know what it feels like.
Yes.
Instantly. Yes. So I'd say, listen to that. Listen to that. And then I think the other thing too is, you know, there's a couple of different things. One, in the internet, like, too, like, so many moms are really, I mean, I think in general, here's the tip I'll give you. It doesn't really matter this pace, the space or the place. I would say most mothers, that I say this a lot of time, I've always felt other in America as a Black.
Same.
Any room I walk into, I have never walked in and felt literally unapologetically connected for just being myself until I became a mother. That is the beauty and the magic, the universal uniting community that comes from motherhood. Now, there's some assholes everywhere. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah, 100%.
But there's a welcoming energy. And so I would just say, like, trust your gut.
Yes.
And when you see somebody or meet somebody or hear somebody, or even if it's like a friend of a friend and they're like, oh, I have this really good friend. She's hella cool. Blah, blah, blah. Yo, can we all three hang out?
Yep.
Can we all three connect? Just be brave. And like, if you don't feel brave because you're insecure about it, because we all get that.
We all get that.
Let your kids inspire you.
Yes.
I said, be brave, you know, do it.
I love that. It's so funny you said that last part, because I think about that so much, because nobody told me how hard and scary it would be to make adult friends. You know what I mean? Like, it's wild. Like, Shiloh will come home, my twin B and A, they'll come home like, yeah, so-and-so is my best friend. They're my best friend. They're my best friend. I made a new best friend today. This is my best friend on the park. I was like, why are they best friends? Like, oh, they like pink and I do too. Oh, they saw Princess Tiana and they like so simple, right? Simple. So brave. There's no like, they don't understand the world or they're so innocent and just like curious, and everybody's open when you're
I
that
love way, that. Right? You're exactly. It's like, it can be as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And let your kids remind you that life is that way, you know?
It can be, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And then I think. And like the one thing that we all share in common is, like you said, the motherhood thing. I don't know. The thing is not the right word, but that identity marker for me is huge, right? And anyone that's been there and does that, it's something that's like an easy tell me about yourself kind of thing. That's not all about me, but it's a good starter where we both are moms. That's like, that should give you a little bit of bravery where you're not just going up to a complete random stranger at Starbucks that you know nothing about. Which, if you do YOLO, I mean, you're obviously Brian. That's amazing.
Right.
But, you know, you don't have to do all that, but it could be as simple as being brave, like finding a mom friend that you like, asking for them for something. Another thing I've done is that I realized my friends that I've had forever that weren't mothers that did not know how to show up for me, I thought that meant now we can't be friends. But through therapy, I realized that's not necessarily the case. I hold space for them and what I need from them for whatever they're good at. Like, I will talk to this one about whatever, like, she's great at, or this one is a good party friend. I know I'm always going to go out with her, this one for this. And then for my mom stuff, I have a separate pod or community that I go to. Luckily, I have a social media platform, which has been great, but joining like twin mom forums or mommy groups, people that just get it to fill that void of like your friends, just like your partner, your husband, shouldn't fill every single need in your life.
They can't. The only person that's supposed to fill all the things is yourself.
It's yourself. Exactly. Exactly. You can't have them as your bestie and your boss and your work partner and your whatever and your mom. You have different groups for different things. So whatever you're lacking, find them. There's probably a group for that.
Yes.
So and if you think about it, this is a good way to use the internet. But like finding a forum or finding a place like that through whatever group you want to find online that gets it. But also using the platform or the internet intentionally to make these connections and make them genuine. So
there it is.
Having space for it. If you're going to have whatever time for screen time, make sure it's filling that void of whatever you need from it, right? Sometimes we mindlessly scroll. Girl, do that. Like that. Sometimes we need those.
Need it.
Yeah. And also, when it comes to feeling lonely, these are the ways to use it to feel less of that.
So I love that. It's really like compartmentalizing. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like before you have kids, everybody's your go-to for everything. Because like, how different is your life day to day and things, right? You're living, you're breathing, you're working. And so people can just fill the void on like a linear plane.
Yes.
But then when you have kids, you gave a couple of compartments that I loved, right? Like the school compartment, the sports and activities and recreational compartment. You know, that is just like the people that live around the way compartment that lives in your neighborhood. Yes. Right. And then it's like your people. Yes. And I think having those different compartments is really critical and it's really important. Because like we said, there's really no one in our life that's supposed to fill all the voids except for yourself. These are things I just learned this, y'all. Okay.
Yes. So, you know, that wise. We're just sharing as we go.
That part. Okay. Sharing real time.
I love that. And I'm also just thinking about, okay, so we are very like-minded, I feel like, you and I, Tina, and we're pretty open and judgment-free. It exhibits, like, it's how we show up everywhere we go. Yeah. So for the moms that might be listening, and love y'all too, but that might be the types of folks that are in mama groups, and maybe they, how do you ensure, and I want everyone to listen to this, but, like, it's very important for a mommy space or any friend group to feel inclusive, right?
Yeah.
That is a huge component to really being able to be your authentic self. Yes. And being fulfilled in whatever friend mom group that you're in.
Yes.
So how can moms ensure that their communities or the groups that they're curating, that they're operating with inclusivity and being judgment free? Like, how can we foster that? How could mothers foster that? What are ways that you do that?
Yeah, I think I use just real time examples. I'm such a firm believer and like letting people show you who they are. Yeah. Like, I mean, you just kind of have to. There's a little bit of there's a lot of bit of vulnerability.
Yes.
That goes into it. Okay. Where you have to come and show up your real self.
Yeah.
Cause real recognizes real.
100%.
That's just it. Okay. So you got to kind of, your homework is you got to show up your real self.
Yep.
And the other homework is like, you got to be tough enough. You got to be strong enough. You got to have whatever the gumption enough to also realize you might do that and be disappointed.
Yeah. True.
But then you just pivot and you decide, you put that person in a box and say, this is not an authentic space where I can show up and be my real self. Now I know.
Now I know.
A lot of people don't release that part of themselves, like either ever or too late. Mm-hmm. They're just too worried. They're like, oh, I don't want to show up and show them all of me. They're not going to want it. They're not going to love me for it. They're going to reject me. Sorry, these are my inner. This is my inner dialogue. Okay, it's my inner dialogue. I'm saying a lot.
I like the voice you give. You're like, she's gonna, she's gonna,
out there. Okay, you got to work through that. You got to power through that because I'll tell you, it's so beautiful on the other side.
It is.
I think you and I are an example of that. When you just keep it 100, and then the other person meets you with that, it's best.
Amazing. It's amazing. And I will say that, like, if someone's vulnerable and you never are, they're not going to be vulnerable with you. It's like you're holding your stuff tight to the chest. It doesn't feel like a relationship, a friendship. It feels more like you are superior. Maybe you're my therapist. That's like, that's that kind of relationship. Yeah. But there's an exchange of vulnerability that actually brings folks closer, right?
Yes.
So if you are not open in that way, it's going to make people feel hard to open up to you. And it blocks a genuine connection. So like vulnerability, like you said, I think leading with openness and empathy, right? Like
that's critical.
That's huge. Like just being like, you may not understand exactly what that mom's going through and knowing that you don't, but like you can feel the feelings. You felt sad before, lonely, like understanding that and empathizing, even if you're not in that state right now, right?
Yes.
And I think also just thinking about like how for some reason, and maybe it's just me, and social media, I think, heightens it, but there is this weird, very toxic, like a culture in motherhood, I feel like, where it's like my way or the highway. Like, ooh, that is best. You breastfed, you're terrible. You did this. Like, you know what I mean? Where it's like,
it's very binary.
Very binary. Yes, like, gentle parent, non-gentle parent. Like, oh my, like, and then people want to come for you based on what you're doing to your own kid that has nothing to do with me, right? And for me, I've never been like that. Like, I breastfed my kids. Cool. If you decide not to, I'm here to support you and what you're doing. I'm your cheerleader. But if what you're doing isn't hurting yourself physically or hurting, like abusing a child, do you. And I'm going to support the way you do it. You know what I mean? Like, and I think there is a part of that culture that bleeds into even our actual everyday lives in real life that has to stop. Like, that has to be, like, you're not inclusive if you're thinking, like, I only want to talk with moms that didn't have an epidural.
Yes. Okay. let me tell you something that somebody that is one of the experts in my circle. So one of the co-founders of the Motherhood Center, Paige Bellabum, obsessed with her. Okay. She's become like my little PMAG coach, outside of the world. One of the things she talked to me about, so I had the opportunity to tour the Motherhood Center in New York.
Love it. And I saw that video of yours. I think I'm missing the phone. We'll link it below. Okay.
Yes. And so her and I were like just sitting in her treatment room because they have a really cool day program that supports mom. And so it was moms and we were talking and she was like, the thing I remind every mom that comes through our group or our department or whatever they're running is that motherhood is infinitely unique. Each and every motherhood experience is like a snowflake.
Not one
is the same. They're all different infinitely. And that is a fundamental data point you need to internalize right now. Okay. You take nothing away from this podcast. You take that away. Me and Lauren. Okay. Let's pretend we had the exact same situation. Okay. I had twins. We both have white husbands. Yeah. Okay. And I lived in DC and I had an older child too. Everything about our experience would still be different. My birth experience would be different. My postpartum experience would be different. My relationship at home with my partner and spouse is going to be different. Yes. Like every single element and variable is not the same. Yes. Period. End of story. End of the book. Close the chapter. Sections 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Yes. That is the point. And so I think it's so important for us to remember that because then it opens up our headspace of like, if you're that example we gave before, where you're like, oh, unless you did an epidural, that doesn't exist. Right. You will never be happy. You will never have a positive relationship because there is not one motherhood experience that remains the same. Yes. And the beauty is when you start embracing that diversity of experience and the diversity of what you've gone through is when you're going to feel the most seen, the most supported, the reduce the shame and the guilt. Because you're going to hear about all kinds of other crazy. You thought yours was crazy. You're going to be like, what? This mom went through that?
Exactly.
What? She's dealing with that? Oh, wow. Like, I thought my blunder was the worst blunder of ever in motherhood. But this mom, and it's not even a judgmental thing. I feel together. I'm like, oh, okay. She did that? Cool. That's cool. That's my
all perspective, right? It can change your perspective if you're mindful of diverse experiences. And I love the snowflake analogy because that's so beautiful and so accurate. Like, and you can come, like there's value in, you know, having shared, like we have things in common. You and I have things in common. And so I can relate to you on some things and I can give you advice based on my experience and you can take it or not, but we both understanding that we have diverse experiences makes it so like what I'm telling you right now is what you should do because this will work for you. And if it doesn't, then something's wrong with you. It gets rid of that ability to do that. Cause I can't tell you how many times I've had friends or people who don't have kids, mind you, like tell me, well, so-and-so is this mom and she did this. Like trying to tell,
I
get so pissed off.
That part.
I've been told by life coaches that. And I was like,
you're a life coach.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was.
Really, but mom over on whatever side of the street did more than me. Cool. No. I suck. Like, okay, what do you want me to do? It's how society wants to put us in. Like, like motherhood, like you're saying, is so diverse. It's so nuanced. Like, and we need to create spaces like that reflect this diversity, right? And this brings me to your incredible work with Rebranding Motherhood and your upcoming, well, now launch,
it's live.
Virtual village membership. It's live.
It's live.
Yes. Live as of 2 days ago at the time of this recording.
Yes.
So can you tell us about how this village, this membership supports mom in finding their village?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so the first, I'll do a quick storytell, then I'll dive in.
Yes.
So my first challenge with Rebranding Motherhood was eradicating sanitized imagery, okay? I thought that was really critical. I think it's really critical because I don't think you're actually going to heal and get better until you're like, oh, that's me. I feel seen. I don't have to feel judged, but like, that's me. That was the first mission. The second mission is I cannot count on all my fingers and toes the amount of times people have said to me, well, it takes a village. Go find it.
Don't believe it.
Okay, right? Like everybody says that, but where is the village? The village is nowhere, okay? Yes. And let's be honest, we already talked about this. We hit this. At the time, wherever your village is, they're nowhere to be found.
Right.
I can't call them and hit them up when I need to. Yeah. Or there's like some weird judgments or some weird baggage or some weird that they're carrying. And so for me, my second challenge was transforming support. And so what I really did was took a step back and said, okay, what's been my personal practice? I am a muse of myself and try to share this with the world as I feel like it makes sense. And so I really realized for support, a lot of the support we need in postpartum has nothing to do with what society sells us.
Exactly.
They're always evolving. But what I do think is really helpful is sharing openly and actively some of these experts, some of these authors, some of these practitioners, some of these change makers, some of these reproductive health advocates, some of these lactation consultants, some of these life coaches, like good ones, that are actually changing how you live as a mom. And let me go bring in the best, okay? Like literally one of the women that's in our community or in this village membership, she was just posting pictures with David Beckham. Like she's a change maker.
Yes.
And I want to bring them to you, not for any other reason than for you to get educated, for you to have a chance to interact and converse with these experts so that you can become your own advocate. Right. Because I believe the only way you can really advocate for yourself in the world as a mother, as a parent, as a person raising and caregiving for another human is to be educated on all the things. What is body literacy? What's happening to my body? What is actually going on with pelvic floor therapy? Well, I could do these natural things. I didn't even know they had these natural options. Hey, doctor, I don't need a pill for that. Okay. Like, that is how you are able
that part
to advocate for yourself is to be educated on all the different pieces. So that's what we built in the village. I've literally tapped and knocked on the door of all of the leading impactful change makers in maternal health around the globe. And I pulled them all into a syllabus for you all for 12 months. And I know it's hard to be a mom. Okay. Like generally, so I've tried to say, look, what if you can invest in yourself one day a month for 3 hours, okay, with other moms? Let's get educated. Let's reset our bodies and our mind. Let's do some breath work. Let's do some workshops. Let's learn. And then let's actually have time to connect as a community, which will be led by me. So you don't have to worry about little Susie Q on the side who's like hella judgmental, always trying to blast you out, even though she's like trying to support you. Like I'm in charge. And I'm going to be making sure that everybody has space to share their voices, to be heard, to be seen, and to receive support virtually in the world.
I love it so much. And I've seen the roster that she has lined up, y'all. It is amazing. A few of them, I'm like, okay, how do I get them on the podcast? Like, just absolutely amazing. And to just tie it back to like what we've been talking about this entire episode, understanding that, yes, like internet and virtual spaces, they are important for connectivity, as long as you're intentional about it, right?
Yes.
So if you're a mom, this is like a perfect solution for the mom that's feeling like looking for connection, unsure where to start, feeling overwhelmed with social media, doesn't have anybody in real life. Like this could be life-changing. And it was like through my platform that I created that I like have, like I feel more supported, right? Yes. And I curated that and created that, right? Not everyone's going to be a social media person that controls who, what their world looks like. If that's not your thing, this is a way to find a community online that can fill that void, just like the community online for me has filled that void as being a twin mom, right? So I love it. I'm so proud of you, sis, and I can't wait.
So
we'll link it down below, y'all. If you're looking into doing the membership, it will be linked below.
Thank you.
Well, Tina, this conversation has been so powerful, girl. I love you.
I love you.
We've talked about a lot, but like, what's one takeaway or piece of advice that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Final thoughts. Okay. I would say the one thing I want to leave you with is knowledge is your power. Okay. Like if you can do one thing to support yourself through this motherhood journey is to educate yourself. Yes. Educate yourself on your body. Learn about menopause. Okay.
Yes.
Learn about your cycle. Learn about, I was just talking about my favorite book this author will be rolling through on the membership, Chelsea Cottaboy, Mother Brain. This is required. This is the only required reading as a new parent.
That's amazing.
Link that. Link this. Yeah, she'll be coming through. But essentially, she talks about the neuroscience of how your brain is changing as you become a parent. It has nothing to do with gender. It's nothing to do with who carried the baby or not. Yeah. It has everything to do with if you're a caregiver and your sole responsibility is keeping another child alive, your brain has literally gone through a critical major developmental phase. Just like that of a toddler, right? Just like that of a toddler going into like a young pubescent tweener into a teen. It is like your brain is literally changing its fundamental way that it connects with itself, which is why moms come out of motherhood feeling unstoppable. Like, I can do anything. I am now supercharged because your brain has changed and you now can. You've learned all this new, you didn't even need to know that is happening. So I really think it's so important for you to find, if you have one resource, just find one resource that's trustworthy, educate yourself, because that is the only way you can truly advocate for the change and the support and the help that you might need as you're going through this lifelong transition.
Yeah, I love that. And it's true. Like, it's like there's so much noise, right? There's so much noise on the internet. There's so many people telling you this is the end all be all, or like use this pill and it'll make this. Like, there's so much noise, right? The more that you're able to educate yourself from people who are truly in the work, in the field, medicine is great, but like some of our doctors, medicine is built for white dudes, right? That's why there's like no research on menopause or perimenopause. Like, don't trust that. I'm telling y'all. Go to the source of really educating yourself, because there's so much noise. And to block out the noise, you need to know what you're talking about. You need to know your own body. You need to know what's best for you so you're able to advocate. And when there's a lot of noise, if you find a group that's already curated with some people and experts like Tina's Village, I'm telling y'all, she's doing, she's cutting out the noise for y'all. So I love that. Knowledge is power. Girl, I'm so happy that you're on today.
Thanks,
boo. I feel like this is the beginning of a couple conversations we about to have.
Oh, we going hard. We about to go hard.
But we're gonna keep it going.
Okay.
We're gonna be your
virtual like mom friend crew. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we love friends. Yes. You gonna be friends with us.
Welcome.
But again, thank you, girl, for being here. And thank you all for listening to another episode of That's My Mama Podcast. Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
And that's a wrap for this episode of That's My Mama Podcast. But before you go, let me tell you how you can keep this village growing. First things first, are you subscribed? If not, what are you doing? Hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening so you never miss a new episode. We're streaming on all major platforms, so let's make it official. Secondly, let's stay connected on socials. Follow us on That's Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram for short form relatable content, and follow us on YouTube at That Twin Mama Podcast for entire episodes in all of their glory. And lastly, and this is a big one, if you liked what you heard today, please leave a review. Your 5-star love means so much to me and the team behind the scenes and helps us to keep going. It also helps us to find parents like you who need to listen to these episodes, which mean the world. So until next time, take care of you, take care of your crew, and remember, you're doing an amazing job. See you soon. Peace.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.